A French philosopher was asked what he most would like to be in life. He said, he thought about it for a moment and he said, from the age of 20 to 30, a beautiful woman. From the age of 30 to 50, a general. And from the age of 50 to the end of the life, a cardinal. What did he really want? What was it he wanted in all of those cases? Power, exactly. He wanted power. So in the case of the beautiful woman, there's adoration. In the case of being a general, you're surrounded by subordinates. And in the case of being a cardinal, you're surrounded by supplicants. There's always power, and it's power over. It's understandable, isn't it? It's a common desire. We all know it's temptation. But does it lead really to happiness? Let's look. Because in a relationship where there is power over, there is inherent separation, a feeling of separation. Also, the satisfaction of that kind of power is based on a sense of somebody. That's what it is that's feeling the satisfaction. Me. I must be important. Look, all those people think I'm important. So this is a solidifying of a sense of somebody, somebody separate. There's another kind of power. It's a tuning into the ultimate power, the power that is the creative force that is breathing through everything. It's a love of that power, of that supreme power, as my teacher used to call it. It's a love of that that is animating all of this. It's the power of love itself. And this is a power beyond any worldly power, any power over another being. It's a stunning kind of power, an irresistible one, and I would say an eternal one. You know, all those other, the French philosopher's desires, they were all in time. The beautiful woman, she only got a decade. And poof, it's gone. And you were a great general, and poof, you're a retired general. But this power, the true power, the power of love, the creative power, the interbeing power, this is, goes on and on and on and on. When we tune into that, and when there's a love of that, you feel powerful, but not in a personal sense. It's not, I'm powerful, aren't I important? But it's rather it's rather the thrill of feeling the creative force flowing in yourself and everything. It's more like your batteries are charged.